Ladies, this is Michelle Oakes, Witch. Michelle, please meet Officers Stallings and Shalatar.
Nice to meet you, I said. Stallings was some type of fae, tall and slender, with green hair and brown skin. Shalatar was short for an elf, about 5.5 feet tall, had the face of a middle-aged woman, and a slight belly. Under different circumstances, I'd be curious about her build since I hadn't seen many portly elves.
Good to meet you, too. Westmoreland speaks highly of you. Now, from what we were told, you want help removing these vermin?
Stallings said. Yes, I know you won't have the capacity for all of them, but I thought we could get a few out of here. I know that sounds stupid, but I don't have a better idea. Shalatar smiled.
It's hardly a stupid idea. The scale is rather daunting, however.
Stallings picked up where Shalatar left off.
Additionally, this is abnormal behavior for gremlins. I've never seen it before.
She sent Shalatar a questioning look. Shalatar shook her head. No, she hadn't seen it either. It seems odd to me, too. There's an energy about the gremlins, but I can't tell if it's a spell or something they're doing. They don't react to people being nearby. When I touched one, it did turn away from the group and hiss at me, but it immediately turned back to the group. Every word made me feel less than useful. In the time I'd been here, I'd learned very little about them and didn't have a way of neutralizing the mass of gremlins in front of us, never mind the ones elsewhere.
Odd behavior for a gremlin. Well, let's see how many we can collect.
Stallings smiled at me as she opened the back of the truck and slid 3 cages onto the ground. After closing the back doors, she went to the front of the truck and came back with a sword strapped to her back. At the next truck, Shalatar had dropped 4 cages on the ground and was attaching 2 large daggers to her belt.
Do you have an exact plan?
Shalatar asked. I'm sure you ladies know more about gremlins than I do. I'll follow your lead. Honestly, I didn't want any more responsibility in this mess than I'd already gotten. This was way outside my experience and abilities. Stallings studied the herd of gremlins and shrugged.
Given the look of things, I'd walk over and start stuffing them in cages.
Shalatar nodded. Okay, works for me, I said. Shalatar handed me a small cage before taking a larger one. Stallings picked up a biggish cage, and we were ready to capture some gremlins. The 3 of us walked up behind the pack of gremlins, set down the cages, and looked at one another. The 2 of them nodded at each other and grabbed a gremlin. I stood there, mouth agape, as Stallings gripped a gremlin by the neck with 1 hand and opened the cage with her other hand. The gremlin was in the cage before it knew it had been separated from the group. Shalatar was equally efficient, though she took a different approach. She opened the cage and kept the door from swinging shut with 1 foot while she snatched a gremlin in each hand and shoved them into the open cage. It was closed and locked by the time they started to hiss and fight. The rest of the gremlins were still leaning against the gremlins in front of them, completely uncaring of the fate of their friends. Their apathy was the only thing that gave me the courage to go grab one. I decided to split the difference in the officers' approaches and held the cage open with 1 foot as I wrapped both of my hands around a gremlin and swung it into the cage as quickly as I could. I wasn't as fast as the ladies, and mine started hissing, wiggling, and clawing at me halfway to the cage. The gloves protected me from its sharp nails, and I had it in the cage before it could do real damage. With my first one dealt with, I breathed a sigh of relief and tried not to think about the remaining gremlins. We filled the set of cages without incident. The gremlins didn't care if their fellows were snatched and continued leaning into the group as if nothing were going on behind them. Coming back, we each carried 2 cages. Once they were filled, we would be out of cages and have to find a new plan for containing these beasties. The 3 of us set up our cages, and I reached for a gremlin. The entire back row turned around and hissed at me before resuming their previous stance. I froze, hands outstretched and 1 foot holding open the cage door. All the gremlins had turned around and were looking at us. On each side of me, Stallings and Shalatar were focused on the wall of gremlins. They seemed to have forgotten about the pudgy gremlins in their hands. The gremlin in front of me smiled, an expression that was unnatural and repugnant on its lumpy, disproportionate face. One by one, the gremlins around him broke into crooked smiles. This was not a good sign.
Michelle, it's so nice to meet you,
the gremlin in front of me said. Behind him, the rest of the gremlins intoned,
Nice to meet you!